Something had come through the form, and so the cigarette seller became Nisargadatta Maharaj. In India, they like giving people names. Maharaj means the great king, spiritually, of course. So this is a teacher to whom it came not suddenly, although it didn't take very long, but after a few years, it became a continuous living presence. Presence was continuous in him. Now, as it is becoming a more widespread phenomenon, and this is happening, many people experience at first as a lessening of suffering, a considerable lessening of suffering in their lives. They can breathe. There's some space. There may still be drama occasionally, but there's space also. To many people, it is coming gradually. And to others, it is coming in an accelerated form. In this culture, these days, it often happens through an illness, AIDS, cancer. And I know quite a few to whom it came in that way. And I could see, and I told them, you are on an accelerated course. What otherwise probably would have taken much, much longer is happening now through your illness that is forcing you into presence. And others don't need an illness. It's happening. I cannot tell you whether you're better off with an illness or without it. If you choose presence, and this is only a limited perspective, it's not the ultimate truth, then it's less likely that you'll need to be hit over the head in order to crack the remaining shell. If you die to the past every moment and return to just the freshness of this, don't carry personal past, the past in relationships, the past that you have with people. Yesterday they said that or whatever. Meet a person as if for the first time. Look at them and be there as a presence, not as a heavy personal past. Be the attention that is looking at them. Because that's what you are. Be the consciousness that flows through your eyes as you look at them and listen to them. You are that. And then the beautiful expression in the Course in Miracles that is used for the present moment is the holy instant. To realize the only place that is sacred in life is this moment. If you only pay attention to it, you notice the sacredness of whatever form it takes, even if it looks horrible at first, because what looks horrible at first will be some kind of death, some kind of breaking down, and there also is sacredness. We already pointed to that, particularly there. No. Oh.